Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, November 15th. Canada Post workers are on strike. About 55,000 members of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers walked out at midnight. The disruption comes just as the busy holiday shipping season begins to arrive. The union says they've been negotiating for nearly a year, but the sides are far apart on wages and working conditions. The town of South Bruce Peninsula says in light of the postal strike, if you haven't already, now may be the time to register with their virtual town hall to pay property taxes, utilities, and other bills online. They say payments can also be made at town hall, through online banking, or at your bank branch. The town is reminding residents due dates remain the same. Kincardine Council has decided it wants to streamline a draft strategic plan. On Wednesday, Council was presented with the draft to help outline the goals they have for the remainder of their term. Councillor Mike Hinchberger felt some of the goals in it were lacking and needed some refinement before moving ahead.
This is going the right direction, but I still find some of the specific actions, I wouldn't personally consider them to be specific.
Some of the actions that may be accepted have associated costs, and Council wanted to get the work done before the scheduled budget meeting on December 11th. The United Way of Bruce Gray is collecting socks for people in need during this year's Santa Claus parades. Fundraising champion Christy Andre says the organization will be at the parade in Owen Sound tomorrow and then at the parades in Markdale, Kincardine, Port Elgin, Southampton, and Meaford.
If people are bringing donations down for the Salvation Army anyways and they're going out shopping, socks are something that is really requested from the community.
The organization was able to collect 648 pairs of socks during the parades last year. They were distributed to police, paramedics, and homelessness outreach initiatives throughout the region. That's a look at news. Now, on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Connor McDavid became the fourth fastest player ever to record 1,000 career points in the Oilers' OT win against Nashville. Leafs host McDavid and the Oilers tomorrow. Andrei Vasilevsky also made history. He's the quickest to get to 300 wins. It was against Winnipeg. That's just the second loss this season for the Jets. Philadelphia rallied to down Ottawa. Buffalo defeated St. Louis, and Montreal got shut out by Minnesota. The Eagles had a huge fourth quarter and went on to a 26-18 win over Washington. CFL Awards, Blue Bombers running back Brady Oliveira won Most Outstanding Player and Top Canadian. Mike Tyson returns to the ring tonight on Netflix when he fights Jake Paul, who's 31 years younger. Tyson looked fit and ornery. He slapped Paul in the stare down after weigh-ins yesterday. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack beat the Peterborough Petes. Here's Matt Hermes.
It was pure jubilation on the Attack bench as Carter George scored an empty netter with 1:34 remaining in the third period to cap a 4-1 win over the Peterborough Petes. George became the first goaltender in Attack franchise history to score. Pierce Bowie also had a pair for the Attack in his return from the U-17 World Challenge. Owen Sound has now won three of its last four. The Eastern trip continues in Kingston tonight. Matt Hermes, Peterborough.
You can listen to the game live on Terry's Trailer Service Kia of Owen Sound Bear Radio starting at 6:30 tonight. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford downed Richmond Hill 9-1. And at the Owen Sound Hockey Fest, the OSDSS Wolves swept the St. Mary's Mustangs in both girls and boys hockey yesterday. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy with some drizzle this morning and fog patches, a high around 7 degrees today. Cloudy tonight, a low of 2. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, a high around 8. A slight chance of showers Sunday and a high of 11. Right now it is 6 degrees in Lions Head, 4 in Walkerton, and it's 5 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.